Beginning the practice by lying on the floor, the mat or bed, if it's more comfortable. Having a beautiful long stretch with your arms above your head, pushing your heels away, lengthening your spine, feeling the stretch in your hamstrings, then pointing the toes and opening into the front of the body. Bringing your arms down when you are ready. Lying with your legs extended, your feet flopping out to the sides, hip distance apart if that feels comfortable. Otherwise, if your back is sore or painful, you might bend your knees and separate the feet or rest your leg on a pillow, whatever feels right for you. And if you have difficulties or discomfort in your neck, you can rest your head on a pillow. Either take your hands to your belly or your hands to the floor with your palms facing up to the ceiling. Spending a minute or two resting in this position, coming home to your body with awareness. Feeling where your body makes contact with the floor, your heels, your calf muscles. Sensing into your buttocks, lower back, the spine, the whole of your back, and up to your shoulders. Sensing down your arms to the backs of your hands and then up to the head resting on the floor or on the pillow, feeling supported by the floor. And being very aware of the sensations you are experiencing as you are lying here. Right here, right now, in this moment. And taking your awareness to the moment in your belly as the breath comes and goes, feeling the belly rise as you breathe in and soften and fall back towards your spine as you exhale. Feeling the flow of the breath. Not trying to change anything. Simply noticing your experience in this moment. And when you are ready, I'd like you to gently bend your knees, placing your feet hip distance apart and your hands on your belly where you can feel the rise and fall. The gentle in and out of the breath and the movement it creates. Next time you breathe out, gently contracting, if you can, through the pelvic floor and into your core muscles, your tummy muscles, drawing the belly down to the base of the spine, pressing the lower back into the floor very softly. And as you breathe in, feeling the belly rise again, and your pelvis returning to neutral. We're going to repeat it several times, gently rocking your pelvis, increasing the contraction in your pelvic floor each time, if it feels okay for you. Feeling the sensations in your pelvis, your belly, maybe further up your spine as the pelvis gently rocks back and forth. Next time you breathe out, drawing both your knees to your chest and giving them a hug with your hands. feeling the sensations this creates in your lower back, and maybe feeling the movement of your belly on your legs. Aware of any sensations or tensions in your shoulders, your neck, or your jaw. And then with your hands on your knees, gently rocking from one side to the other, easing from side to side, starting off with small movements and taking it a little further each time. Sensing into your core muscles, the gentle rocking movement in your back. Maybe adjusting the position of your knees, taking them further away from you or closer to you. Being aware of the different areas of your back as you gently massage your back with this movement. Now bringing your knees back to the center, keeping your hands in that position. And we are going to circle the knees in a clockwise direction, keeping the knees and the ankles together. If you'd like to coordinate the movement and the breathing, you breathe in as the knees go away from you and breathe out as they come back towards you. Being aware of how it feels in your back, and maybe you can sense circles in your shoulders and a smaller circle again in the back of your head. Bringing your knees back to the center and take a breath in and out. And then circling your knees in the other direction. Starting off with small circles and gently making them bigger each time they go around. Noticing how this feels in your body. Noticing your breathing. Being aware of the sensations. Then bringing your knees back to the center and placing your knees back down on the floor, hip distance apart. And taking a couple of breaths in and out. Sensing the connection of your back, your spine with the floor, the belly rise and fall. The next time you breathe out, bringing your right knee towards the chest. Both hands around the knee if you can. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling the opening of your lower back. The sensation in your right hip. And then taking your hands down by your sides. Breathing in, and then as you breathe out, extending the right leg up towards the ceiling, bringing the toes down towards you, engaging into your core, sensing into your right hip. And then point and flex the foot. Encircling the foot around now in one direction. Pointing the toes and lengthening the hamstrings, the foot goes around. and then back the other way, slowly around, sensing into the ankle. Breathing in and bringing the knee down towards you. Breathing out, bringing the foot back down to the floor. Having a breath in and out. Feeling into the right leg, the right hip. Now taking your attention to the left leg. Breathing in. And as you breathe out, drawing the knee down towards your chest. The hands around the knee if you can. Drawing it down a little bit further on your exhale. There's no forcing, no pain, just a gentle lengthening in the back, hip, your buttock and your leg. Sensing the breath in the belly, and then take your arms down by your sides and breathing in. And as you breathe out, extending the leg up towards the ceiling. Opening the knee behind, the heel to the ceiling, the toes coming down towards you, extending gently through the hamstrings. Now point and flex, really pointing the toes away and then drawing them down towards you, extending the leg without pain, just so that you can feel the stretch and the core muscles working perhaps. And then circling the foot around, feeling the ankle as you go around in one direction. And then back the other way. Good. Now taking a breath in. And drawing the knee down to the chest. And as you breathe out, taking it back down to the floor, hip distance apart. Now taking your attention to your arms. We are going to take both arms up towards the ceiling, shoulders width apart, and the palms facing towards each other. Breathing in, reaching up to the ceiling with the fingers spread beautifully or wide, open, and as you breathe out, placing the shoulders back down on the floor, palms still facing towards each other. Then we're going to turn the hands so the back of the hands are facing. And now the palms again. Feeling the movement in your hands, in your wrists, elbows, shoulders. As you keep turning the hands round and round. Palms, back of the hands. As far as you feel you can comfortably go, and then taking both hands down by your side and taking a breath in and out. And taking your attention to your right arm, And as you breathe in, bringing your right arm up to the ceiling. And as you breathe out, onto the floor behind you, bending your elbow if you need to. Breathing in, bringing it back to the ceiling, and as you breathe out, back to the floor by your side. So breathe in, bringing your arm up to the ceiling, and as you breathe out, onto the floor behind you. And breathing in, bringing it back to the ceiling. Breathe out, back to the floor by your side. Feeling the sensations in your right shoulder. Extending the arm as much as you comfortably can. And when you've done that 4 times, bringing your right arm down by your side. Sensing into what you can feel in your right arm and shoulder. Now taking your attention to the left and doing the same 4 times. Breathe in, bringing your arm to the ceiling, and as you breathe out, onto the floor behind you. And then breathing in up to the ceiling and breathing out down by your side. Sensing into that experience, feeling the arm floating, simply mobilizing into the shoulder, taking your time with the breath if you can. And when you've done that 4 times, bringing your arm to rest down by your side. We are going to take both arms up, breathing in as they come up, and breathing out to the floor behind you. Breathing in to the ceiling. And breathing out down by your sides. And one more time. And when the arms come down by your sides, being aware of how they feel, the sensations that you are experiencing. And then we're going to bring your knees and ankles together, taking the arms as far away from the sides of the body as you comfortably can. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, allow the knees to gently drift down to the right side, opening into the left side of your back. Not putting any strain on your back, being gentle on yourself, and controlling it through the core. When your knees have gone as far as they can, take a breath in. And if it feels okay, turning your head to the left. If you have any discomfort or pain in your neck, keep your head central. Then breathing in, bring your head back to the center, pressing your lower back towards the floor as your knees come back up and you exhale. Rest a while. And then breathe in, and as you breathe out, taking your knees down to the left. Feeling into the twist in your spine. Where else can you feel it in your body? Turning your head to the right if it feels comfortable, or keeping your head in a neutral position if that's better for you. And when you are ready, breathing in and breathing out, pressing your lower back into the floor. Breathing out, bringing your knees back up to the center, using your core muscles. And then having a long stretch, take the arms up, push the heels away, and then roll over onto your tummy. Rest your forehead on your hands, elbows out to the sides, creating a small back bend in your lower back. As you lie there, feeling the belly expanding with the in-breath, pressing on the floor very gently, and as you breathe out, the sensation of the belly softening. Be aware of how your lower back feels lying in prone position, breathing with awareness. And now coming into the cat position on all fours, so that your hands are beneath your shoulders, your knees are beneath your hips, hip distance apart, your back is in a flat, neutral position. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, bringing your back up towards the ceiling, tucking your tail under, and the chin comes gently down towards your chest, naturally without straining. And as you breathe in again, feeling the lower back soften and lifting the head gently. And repeating that several times. And if you are able to coordinate the breath with the movement, you're breathing out as the back arches towards the ceiling, and breathing in as it softens back down, maintaining control through your core. And if you cannot coordinate the breath and the movement, that's okay, as long as you are moving and breathing with awareness. Lovely, and when you're ready, taking a breath in, and as you breathe out, easing your bottom down to your heels, where are we going to rest in the child position? So either take your arms down the sides of the body, or rest your forehead on your hands, or make fists, one on top of the other, and rest your forehead on your fists. It might also be more comfortable if you separate the knees gently, allowing the breath to flow freely in and out of your belly. And as you rest in this position, sensing into your lower back, the feeling into your shoulders as the arms are soft down by your sides, the openness it creates. Noticing your thoughts, if your mind wanders, gently bringing it back. Focusing on your body or your breath. And just pausing here for a few moments. And then taking a breath in, and as you breathe out, easing yourself up to kneeling. And pausing here for a few moments too, as you become used to being in this position. Then as you breathe in, bringing your right foot to the floor and breathing out, slowly coming up to standing. When you are standing, bring your feet hip distance apart and roll your shoulders back a couple of times. We're going to stand in a mountain pose here with your feet hip distance apart, pointing forwards. If it feels comfortable for you, you can softly close your eyes, or you can keep your eyes open, gazing gently to the floor and sensing into your posture, to how your body is feeling. Your feet grounded on the floor, ankles, calves, knees. If you notice that you are holding on to any tension in these areas, just soften them and let them go. Aware of your torso as it's sitting on your pelvis, the position of your shoulders, your arms hanging from your shoulders, and hands hanging from your arms. If you feel you would like to make an adjustment, then do so with awareness, feeling into the position of your head, your neck, standing in a beautiful, dignified, upright posture, sensing into your spine. Opening your eyes and rolling your shoulders forwards, up, back and down, easing around. Then one side and the other, maybe lifting the elbow up as high as it can go, sensing into each shoulder and turn. Good. And then bringing the hands in front of you in a prayer position, taking a lovely breath in, and as you breathe out, extending the arms up to the ceiling, and then taking another breath in, and as you breathe out, easing over to the right side. As you breathe in, again, coming back to the center and breathing out, gently going over to the left. If this is too much for your shoulders, lower the hands in front of your chest. Swaying softly from one side to the other. Noticing your thoughts and your feelings when it's becoming a bit more uncomfortable. And when you've done it equally on both sides, bringing the hands back down. And have a breath in and out as you feel into your spine. Then swinging your arms around your body so that they gently flop against your side as you feel into the spine, shoulders, arms, hands, legs and feet. And as we come to the end of the practice, standing back in mountain pose, sensing into the whole of your body and how you are feeling physically, mentally, emotionally. Tuning into how you are breathing. And now you might either go into a relaxation, meditation, stronger mindful movement practice, or continue with your day. Thank you.